Yes, today we're doing another Inner Circle conference call, and today I'm going to do a little bit of an interview with one of our Inner Circle members named Nelson. He's been in the Inner Circle for going on the 12th month now, and we just wanted to get a feedback from some of the people that have gone through up to this point and see what kind of results they're getting from their training and have a little bit of their side of the story. So how are you doing today there, Nelson?
I'm doing great, Sifu Jones.
Great. You know, the first question I want to ask you is, like, how long have you been practicing any of this type of energy work or Qigong?
Well, I first started in 2006. I bought the your first course, the Qi Power Plus course. And from there, you know, a few years later, I got into your Inner Circle work. So, yeah, it's probably about 3 years altogether now.
Okay, so besides this 11 months in the Inner Circle, then you've actually had a couple more years just working with it, but not without any guidance like the Inner Circle gives you. Is that what you mean?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, how long did you have to practice the exercises before you started to feel that pickup of energy?
Oh, man. Probably about, I would say, really, really good 3 months. Yeah. It was about 3 months before I really started to feel it really good. Mm-hmm.
Now, on that, you know, because I, like, when you say, like, a pickup of energy, you know, I mean, it takes you 3 months to like really feel it in a big way. But, I mean, obviously you're not going to do it for 3 months straight if you didn't feel anything.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, like right away, I mean, you know, like you first, you know, you start to feel it. And, you know, you'll get tingling sensations here and there. You know, at the time I was doing the standing meditation. And, you know, you can feel the energy going up and down your spine. You'll get, you know, different sensations all over your body. It's, you know, as you do, you know, the blood washing and the packing.
So it's more of a case you actually, after 3 months, you just are totally sure that, you know, this is the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. By the end of 3 months, you definitely can feel the energy all over your body. Yeah. And actually, you should have a few skills by that level by that time also.
You at the 3 month level, you were already starting to pick up on some of the stuff, you mean?
Oh yeah, I could move a straw. I could move. You know, I could when I walk through doors, I could feel like, you know, the parameter of the door. I could feel like a static like electricity on my arms, and I was starting to also feel fluorescent lights when I walked up under them.
Oh, as compared to some of the other type ones, you mean?
Yes, yes.
Now, which topic or topics seem to be the most meaningful for you?
For me, at that time, it was, you know, I wanted to learn how to move objects, ESP, you know, out-of-body experiences, telepathy, all of those things I have an interest in.
Now, as far as what we've gone over in the Inner Circle, which has been the one of the topics that you like the most?
Let's see. Out of those, I would say, you know, just getting down, like mentally getting someone to. Kind of like, you know, do what you need them to do, or, you know, I actually got my job that way, where I you know, just gave somebody an auto-suggestion, and, you know, they kind of fed me back, like kind of like what I was saying, and that worked very well for me.
So it's kind of common. That law of attraction, MP3.
Yes, the law of attraction.
Some of the auto-suggestions and affirmation type of information you got that kind of got you that way, right?
That's correct.
Okay, in what way has the information presented to you changed the way you thought about this type of energy?
Oh, wow. that's that's the question right there. In so many different ways, it's affected, you know, my family life. I'm a much more pleasant guy to be around. It's affected the way that I think about things, you know, about energy in itself, you know, and our bodies. And it's even helped me, you know, spiritually, you know, like in my religious, you know, beliefs also.
Now, did you notice that you did get along with your wife a whole lot better now that you got some of these concepts down?
Oh, absolutely. You know, before I was yanging out totally, man. And, you know, now that I'm on this cool side of the G, it is so much better. I mean, you know, we don't get into fights like we used to. You know, the whole atmosphere in my house is completely different than it was before I started the system. That's a side effect that I didn't expect at all, you know. You know, I was expected to learn how to move objects, you know, but the side effect of that is just awesome.
And there are a lot of unexpected ones like that, isn't there?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Now, how quickly were you able to switch over and adapt to this Volume 2 way of doing things? Because for most people, they've never even heard of that we have a Volume 2. You know, we've only, you know, kind of pushed the Volume 1, and it is one way of doing things. But as you get over to this Volume 2, like, how easy was that to switch over to this side?
It was pretty easy. The only problems that I had was kind of like, at first, I was kind of in this mode where I thought, you know, I had to use a lot of force, you know, but the Volume 2 is totally, you know, relaxed, cool and easy on that, you know, that yin side of the fence. So I had a little bit of adjustment, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks there, but it was pretty smooth adjustment.
Now, the MP3 on that sexual versus spiritual energy, did that really help you sway you over to doing it in the Volume 2 way?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I tried that. That sexual energy is something. And, it, you know, you sometimes you run up against things that you really don't want to, you know, really.
Yeah, were you able to pretty much take a lot better control over the energy when you went and you switched over to these new?
Oh, areas? Absolutely! Yeah, the energy was you don't have the side effects that you have when you're doing it, you know, in a yang way. You know, all kind of freaky little things happen, you know, or you get these little weird sensations. But the yin side is much more smooth. And, you know, I would say the abilities that you get are much more reliable with it than the other side.
Okay, what can you do with the energy or techniques have you learned that you couldn't do before the training?
Oh, wow. Well, I can move the straw, and I had actually moved beyond the straw. What I had done was I started out moving the straw back and forth. You know, just with the tips of my fingers, I could attract it to my fingers and repel it with my fingers. That was the very first thing that I started doing. Then I started pushing it, the straw, from, you know, longer and longer distances away. You know, I would, you know, try it from like a foot away and then like, you know, a foot and a half away. I used to be able to push it from, you know, from there. And then I moved up to, you know, a toilet paper roll. And from there I moved to a paper towel roll, you know. And I was really able to move it. And then I moved with my eyes. I was able to move it with, you know, back and forth with my eyes, the straw. And then eventually I got to the point I was moving it, a paper towel roll, with my eyes, you know, backwards and forwards.
And it kind of sounds funny that you have that kind of ability to do something like that with a little bit of training, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you plan on going on with your training?
Oh, I absolutely. Absolutely. I've just scratched the surface. I mean, it's become so much more real to me now. You know, I've gotten, you know, I guess to a stage where, you know, every day I wake up, you know, I know that I'm a chi guy because, you know, you see things differently.
Really? So what's the best thing you've liked about our method of Qi power training, comparing it to others?
You guys don't, pull any punches. I mean, it's not guesswork. You know, you guys have really gone through, each and every step to make sure that, we're getting absolutely the best. And, a lot of guys will lead you down a road and it's with unproven techniques, and you guys have really, honed it down for us. And I really appreciate that.
I'm great. Appreciate the comment and everything. And appreciate you doing this interview for us. Is it a case you figure you're going to get into the closed system then?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I hope to be with you for many years to come.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with us, Nelson, and you have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sifu Jones.
Bye.
Bye.